You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, baby! Flippity, floppity, drippity, droppity, hippity, hoppity, wiggly, raggedy, riggedy, raggedy, tickety, talkity, baby. I'm the flatfoot furry leader with the floy floy. Your bundle of joy, your hoy hoy skadooty. The McVoutiest O'Rooney. Presenting a solid hour up the Tower of Power. Blossoming into a flower. It's 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Or the soul that came before rock and roll. Matt the Cat, where it's at, hitting you with the scat and the jive this week as we present a very special Juke in the Back radio program on the great McVouty himself, Slim Gaylord, the heppest cat of them all, y'all. His lineage is shrouded in mystery, but his music, slightly off the beaten path, speaks for itself. And for the next hour, we are going to get down to the sound of Slim O'Rooney. His birth information can often be debated, but we're going to go with the information that was provided by Slim himself. He claimed he was born on the island of Cuba in Santa Clara on January 9th, 1911. But many sources have him being from Detroit. And that stems from the fact that Leonard Feather, in his Encyclopedia of Jazz, listed Detroit as Slim's birth city. That's because when Slim entered the U.S. later on, he first settled in Detroit. Other researchers have labeled his birthplace as Alabama. But in the 1989 BBC documentary, Slim Gaylord's Civilization, Slim says, in his own words, that he was born in Santa Clara, Cuba. Was he telling the truth? I don't know, but as far as I'm concerned, Slim can create his own history. It's fine by me. Okay, so let's say he's born in Cuba to an Afro-Cuban mother, Maria, and a Jewish German father, Theophilus, who worked as a steward on a ship. The way Slim tells the story, when he was 12 years old, he took a worldwide voyage with his father, but was mistakenly left on the Isle of Crete. He said that his father probably thought that he was on the boat because he used to go back on the ship and go below deck. But the ship took off and no one came back for him. He was on his own at 12 years old in a strange land. For 4 years, he traveled on boats to Syria and Beirut. He learned their languages and way of life. Then he learned some Greek and learned how to make shoes and hats. He spent some time in Beirut where he picked up Arabic, which actually would help him once he got to America. And he fell in with a Lebanese family in Detroit. But now at age 15, he finally crosses the Atlantic again. He said he hoped to land in Cuba, but the ship was going to America. It went up through the Great Lakes and landed in Detroit. He tried to get a job with the automobile companies, but he was just too young. Also, his English wasn't very good. But thankfully, through the kindness of strangers, he managed to survive and fell in with American families and particularly a Lebanese family. Young Bewley Gaylord would never see his mother and father again. Man, he did some crazy jobs in Detroit. It's prohibition time now. And during this time, he was driving a hearse for the Purple Gang. They were smuggling booze. How did they do it? Well, they used to fill coffins with bottles of liquor. And Slim would drive the hearse from Canada back over the bridge into Detroit. He knew that being involved with gangsters was not the way he wanted to live his life. So he started taking music classes because he felt that music could take him out of his situation. He took guitar and piano lessons and was doing quite well when Duke Ellington came to town. He got backstage and a chance opportunity to meet with Duke Ellington, who kind of took him under his wing and gave him some pointers. Next thing you know, Slim is moving to New York City to try and break into the music business. It's the late 1930s, and Slim hooks up with bassist Slam Stewart, and they become a duo, Slim and Slam, and they have a hit record. Released on Vocalion Records in 1938, we know the song today as Flatfoot Fluji with the Floy Floy, but when it was originally released, the title was Flat Feet Fluji. It became an immediate hit. It was a huge hit worldwide. It was such a big hit, in fact, that in 1939, at the New York World's Fair, Westinghouse Corporation was putting together a time capsule that would be sealed for 5,000 years. One of the items that went into that time capsule was the Vocalion 78, a Flat Feet Fluji. That's how big this record was. And that's how we're going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back on McVowdy himself, Slim Gaylord. Here's Slim and Slam with Flat Feet Fluji.
Now the name of this song is the Flat Feet Fluji. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy. If you feeling sad and blue, don't know what to do, if the blues is hanging around your door, just sing this riff and it's bound to go. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy. Swing with us, so everybody come on and sing with us. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Flat Feet Fluji with the Floy Floy. The Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy, the Floy Joy.
Man,
look out, man.
That's a killer.
Yeah, man, that's a killer. Just play that again, man.
Got to do it.
A very, very good evening from suburban Los Angeles, neighbors.
Seriously, boss, who's your guest tonight?
The most unusual instrumental and vocal outfit in the music biz, Marvin, the Slim Gaylord Trio.
The Slim Gaylord Trio? Boss, you must be out of your mind. Why, those guys are musical madmen.
Well, I'll grant you some of their tunes are a bit neurotic, Marv, but... You've got to admit that Slim Gaylord's Jive Tunes Cement Mixer is really out of this universe.
So is Slim Gaylord's Jive Talk. So far out of this universe, I can't even understand it.
I guess you just ain't a cat, Marv.
All right. Do you know what Mellorooney means and scootily rootily and vote and double vote?
Naturally. That's 1946 talk. Mellorini is to 1946 what 23 Skidoo was to 1923. And our neighbors meet three of the wildest characters who ever ganged up on the guitar, beat up the bull fiddle, and dissected the drums. Slim Gaylord and the Slim Gaylord Trio. And now, Slim Gaylord, let's give the customers a rapid explanation of your famous Hepcat language.
I'm ready, Hetty.
Steph, tell me, when you refer to something as being vout, exactly what does that mean?
Well, exactly, vout means vout.
I understand perfectly.
Vout is the exact opposite of McVouty.
Of course, of course. Folks, I must interrupt right here and tell you that Slim Gaylord actually speaks seven languages, right, Slim?
Fluently.
He speaks Arabian, Hindu, Greek, Egyptian, Spanish, Hebrew, and vout. Right, Slim?
Right, Orini.
And what's more, Slim is now studying an eighth language. Slim, what is this eighth language you're studying?
English.
Gaylord speaking English. What a novelty.
I'll be the life of the party.
But the point I was going to make, Slim, is that you've taken seven languages and put them together musically in your Titanic Hepcat tune, Cement Mixer. Putty, putty.
Frank, how's about you getting McRuty and doing Cement Mixer with the trio?
Are you kidding?
Frankie, lace up your boots, take a shot of B1 and move into B-flat. Cement Mixer, putty, putty, leave us do it.
Slim, I tell you, I'm more the ballad type, but once in a great while, I do like to get over on the Vootarini side. So hit us with the Vooty, and I'll try to get McRuty. I have a feeling, neighbors, that this may be my last show for dear old gold.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I'm
old gold, new gold,
man. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I'm
twinkle, twinkle, little star, I wonder where you are.
Jingle bell,
baby mama, wow.
Jingle bell,
jingle bell, mama,
baby. Avocado,
avocado, seed soup, Rooney.
Hey, Chloe, where are you? Rooney, Rooney, cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Hey, Frank, how about moving in the river?
Here I come, man.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
Bad apple, honey, lotta be your baby.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
Vibrate me by sweet and laceable you.
Oh, Slim!
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
Hey, abba da ba dee, boy, da ba dee.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
I begged her. I pleaded. Vauto!
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
My shawl, beautiful lady. Wear it for me.
Yep, and the Santrotta Cayena Santa Lagia Sandripo, the Sandalo, a corner Santa Lacoin, the Quinchiquilis and Dreta La Conta Laya Sandato, some 5071 Broadway, for Sotrotta Lacaina Santa Lacaina Santa Locatesando, $10 down. Pasundrotta Lacaina Santa Coin Sandato, Coinina Sandato, and Jaquilis and Dreto, old goes Oruni, my goody Oruta Santa Lacaina Santa Lacaina Santa Locos and Dato, the Peto Uvauti.
See me, cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
Ya ba da ba da ba da bo be de de be de bo 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 be.
Bally mad 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 morning.
Flip 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 flip.
Cement Mixer, Putty Putty, the Slim Gaylord Trio, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. And that was performed on Song by Sinatra, a 1946 radio show over CBS Radio, sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. At the time, Slim was riding high on his biggest hit record, Cement Mixer, Putty Putty, which hit number 5 on the Harlem Hit Parade.
It was issued on Cadet Records in 1946. Now, don't get this Cadet Records mixed up with the Cadet that would be a subsidiary for the Chess label in the 50s and 60s. This was an earlier Cadet Records. Let's backtrack a little bit with a single that came out on the Atomic label in 1945. Slim is back from the war. He was drafted in 1943 and was a bomber pilot over the Pacific. He comes back and leaves Slam Stewart in New York City because he's heading out west for Hollywood. Out there, he teams up with another fantastic bassist, Bam Brown. He forms the Slim Gaylord Quartet with Scatman Crothers on the tubs, Bill Early on piano, and of course, Slim Gaylord on guitar. Here they are off Atomic Records, the Slim Gaylord Quartet and Jam Man.
Knock you off your feet. He's a killer.
Killer, killer, wow.
He's a jam man. Plays the riff that send you. He's a jam man with rhythm as his menu. Plays the licks that cats all think. He's a killer.
Killer, killer,
makes no difference if you like your music hot or mellow. He's sure to knock you off your feet. He's a very peculiar fellow. He's a jam man. Night you'll find him swinging. When the joint jumps, you hear the music ringing. Better get straight, he's a solid gait. He's a killer.
Killer, killer.
Thank you. goes a fly.
Bobbity flop.
Mobbity mob, mobbity mob.
Swan dive.
Ah, swan dive, Rudy.
Crabs in the sand.
Crabs in the sand. Pouty.
Luna. Orini. Laguna.
Aruni.
Laguna.
Orini.
Lying in the sun and having fun.
Laguna. Orini. Laguna. Aruni. Laguna. Orini. Lying in the sun and having fun.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Dante DeWitt, Memphis Hank. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
If you want to feel real groovy, like a 5 and 10 cent movie, don't need much chaser on the side with a groove juice jive. Ask for a bourbon highball, will make you feel real mellow. They'll serve you from 1 to 5, or the groove juice jives. Feel like you're floating on about half of the world. No need to go boating, because it puts you right out of the world. Now if you wanna feel real groovy, like a 5 and 10 cent movie, don't need much chaser on the side of the groove juice jive, yeah, yeah. About half of the world. No need to go boring, because it put you out of this world. Now if you want to feel real groovy, like a 5 and 10 cent movie, don't need any chaser on the side of the groove juice jive.
Oh, the Tops O'Rooney. That's the groove juice jive. The Slim Gaylord Quartet. Featuring Slim on guitar, Bam Brown on bass, Zuddy Singleton on the tubs, and the great Pittsburgh transplant to Los Angeles, Dodo Marmarosa on the piano. Oh man, Dodo was a great pianist and really essential to the bop movement of the mid-1940s. But unfortunately, the cat suffered from some issues, and by the end of the decade, he was back in Pittsburgh again, almost a recluse. I'm the McVoutiest, Matt the Cat, proudly presenting the Prince of Vout this week, Slim Gaylord on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And Slim definitely occupied his own kingdom in the realm of jazz and rhythm and blues. And we're proud to highlight that this week on the program. Groove Juice Jive came out on the Cadet label in 45. Before that, we heard a single for Savoy Records, Laguna, also from 45. Hey, you know what? I think we should stick with the year 1945 and send this boogie woogie out to Barry in San Diego, who's been dying for some boogie woogie. Let's do it Slim Gaylord style. It's the flip of Groove Juice Jive. It's called Three-Handed Boogie. And I think that third hand either belongs to Dodo or Slim. Because, man, there's gotta be two guys on the piano on this one. Three-Handed Boogie. The Slim Gaylord Quartet. Hitting you with the Jive O'Rooney that keeps you alive, O'Reeny.
Scotch with soda, chasing all my misery away. It's got scotch with soda, soda today. Magic fees will do. Scotch with the soda. Scotch with the soda. Chasing all my misery away. Scotch, scotch with soda. Soda today. Scotch with soda. Soda today. Scotch with soda. Soda today.
Scotchin' with the Soda, released in 1946 on the Cadet label, recorded on December 1st, 1945. That's Zutty Singleton on the tubs. You got your Bam Brown on the bass. And Slim Gaylord has moved over to the piano because this is the Slim Gaylord Trio. As you can hear, cats and kittens, our feature this week, Slim Gaylord, is very proficient on both the piano and the guitar. He was also proficient in many languages, so much so that he invented his own language, Vout, and published his own dictionary called Slim Gaylord's Vout-O'Reeny Dictionary. And man, it's so gone. But this language of Vout was very, very interesting, and this next record is sung almost 100% in Vout, or is Slim just reading a menu in Armenian? It's called Yeprak Harisi. It came out on the Atomic label in 1946 as by the Slim Gaylord Quartet. This one would become quite popular, so much so that Slim recorded it again in 1951 for Mercury Records, but he kind of changed the name a little bit. Instead of Yeprak, Y-E-P, he changed it to Yeprak Harisi. So are you ready to get out with the Vout? Here's the original version of Yeprak Harisi. It's the Jukaruni and the Bakariti.
Yeprak Harisi Arg Burgul Maxi Yeprak Harisi Kibisinie, kibibet, lahomisha, wait a den. Yeprak, Harisi, Burgul, Maxi, and Jelly, too. Yeprak, Harisi, kibisi, vauti, ilaho, ilahomisha, way. Barak, and a tilo, and a bit the killer. Yeprak, kibisinuta, a tilo, tiny, posandro, eco, maxora. Masari, bah! Yeprak, Harisi, kibisinie, lahm, lahmishwe. Yeprak, Harisi, baradora, rus, kibislibato.
Thank you.
Arak, Burgle, Makchi, Yaprak, Harisi, Kibisini, Kibirtala, Lahomishu, Yaprak, Harisi, Banarora, Bakol, La Sondra Kayena, Yaprak, Harisi, Arak, Burgle, Basantalika, Yahmita Kosandreta.
Keep it in you, keep it in booty, what is the booty?
Lahum.
Lahum mushuwe, lahum mushi booty, what is the booty?
Sino.
Ah, vivli lavalo, bop, bopli de biba.
Banadora.
What's the meaty, Mac booty? That's a good deal, Mac meal.
Yaprak. Harisi. Arak burgul maxi lahmishuwe kibizniye. Yaprak. Harisi. Lahum banadora kesandrata loko misandre.
Given by also, dry 6 cents, dry 6 cents, dry 6 cents.
Given by also, given by also,
shish kebab,
shish kebab,
60 booty,
locks for
me, locks of bounty, I'm overwhelmed.
Shish kebab,
shish kebab, while we are
pickle herring.
Dry 6 cents, dry 6 cents, dry 6 cents.
56 1 6 cents, give the gelso, make the sandita.
The Slim Gaylord Quartet with Dry 6 cents. So dry, like three in German, 6 cents. So I guess that's 36 cents in Voutville. That quartet features Oscar Bradley on the tubs. Dodo Mamarosa is on piano. We've got Bam Brown on the bass. And of course, Mick Vouty on the guitar. Recorded in L.A. on December 20th of 1945 and released on the Atomic label in 46. Now let's jump up to 47. Gaylord is now on MGM Records, and this is his trio. Slim on guitar, Bam Brown on the bass. We're not quite sure who's playing piano on this one. It's listed as a trio, but there's also a drummer there, and I don't know who's playing drums either. It's the Arabian Boogie. Slim Gaylord and his trio, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Keep
zaidi. Kipa kipa zaha zaidi. Kipa kipa zaha zaidi. Kipa kipa zaha zaidi. Kipa kipa zaha zaidi.
Jupiter, it's a Majnun, eh?
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Slim Gaylord, and I wanted to play Flatfoot Fluji again, this time a real special version from 1946. Though it was probably recorded in Los Angeles on December 29th, 1945. Why is this special? Well, listen to who's on this session. Dodo Mamarosa on piano, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Jack McVeigh on tenor, though he's listed on the record as Jack Mack, Slim Gaylord on guitar, Bam Brown on bass, and Zuddy Singleton on the tubs. Listen for Bird's alto solo. It's really sweet. Issued on Majestic in 46, it's this week's Great 78. Slim Gaylord and his orchestra with Flatfoot Fluji.
With the floor, floor, rooty tooty.
Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Floor, 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 floor. Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor.
When you're feeling low down, you don't know what to do, and you want to show down, here's the dance, the dance, the dance to do.
Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Flatfoot Fluji with floor, floor. Floor, 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 floor. Bang, 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 bada. Bang, 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 bada. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang,
Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. Flatfoot Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. Flatfoot Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. Floyd 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 Floyd.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
This is for the kiddies that like to ride the train, whether in California or even up in Maine. It makes no difference if you're 2 and 102. Riding a horse and buggy is not like the old choo-choo. Down by the station early in the morning, see the little pugger bellies all in a row. See the station master turn the little handle. Chug, chug, poof, poof, off they go. Hey, fellas, let's get together and sing a chorus, huh? How about it?
All right, happy groovy.
Okay. Down by the station early in the morning. See
down
the little slugger
bellies
all in
the
row.
Down by the
master,
all in the
handle.
See the station master,
all
in the
handle.
Chug, chug, poof, poof, off they go.
Hey, boys, you're not together. Let's get together and sing like you never sang before. Sing good.
Oh!
Down by the station early in the morning. See the little pugger bellies all in a row. See the station master turn the little handle. Chug, chug, poof, poof, off they go. Ah, now we're traveling. We're really moving along now. We're coming to Altoona, that big horseshoe curve. Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, and Vicksburg.
Vicksburg, that's me.
Down by the station early in the morning. See the little pugger bellies all in a row. See the station master turn the little handle. Chug, chug, poof, poof, off they go. Chug, chug, poof, poof, off they go. Chug, chug, poof, poof.
McVouty, Slim Gaylord and his trio, Down by the Station, MGM Records, 1948. Slim was co-author of that song, and it was actually very popular at the time, and it became a children's classic and is still sung today. But in late 1959, the Four Preps released a new version of the tune with new lyrics and no songwriting credit for Slim. The Four Preps version hit number 13 on the pop chart, and I doubt that Slim saw any royalties. Around this time, Slim started appearing on the cavalcade of jazz shows. You know, those big yearly shows that were held at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles? He also appeared in several motion pictures, most of the time playing himself, like in Oh Vowdy Oh Rooney in 1947, Stairway for a Star in 47, and Go Man Go in 54. At the end of the 1940s, in San Francisco, beat poet Jack Kerouac caught Gaylord's routine and actually became friends with him. Kerouac recalls the scene in his 1957 novel, On the Road, one of my all-time favorites. And Gaylord discusses his special relationship with Kerouac in that British documentary, Slim Gaylord's Civilization. It's on YouTube, and if you have 4 hours, it's worth your time. You really get to know Slim Gaylord through that documentary. Up next is a ridiculous tune that Slim really puts over and makes work. Also, dig his fine guitar solo on this one. Off MGM in 1949, Slim Gaylord and his trio, Serenade to a Poodle.
Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Serenade to a poodle. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Serenade to a come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Chip, 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 chip. Come on. Serenade to a fool. Chip, 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 come on. Chip, 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 come on. Come on, come on, chip, 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 come on. Serenade to a poodle. Come on, chip, 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 come on. Come on, poodle. Chip, 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 come on.
As I said, great guitar solo on that one. Slim was quite the musician, quite the songwriter, and he was a little off, but in the best possible way. You just can't feel sad listening to a Slim Gaylord record. And I hope I've proven that point over the past hour. Slim touched so many genres, from jazz and jive to rhythm and blues and even rock and roll. He made some rock and roll records in the mid to late 1950s that aren't half bad, but aren't super great either. He remained popular and respected up until the end of his life. In 1979, he was in the television series Roots, The Next Generations, and actually made TV appearances on Charlie's Angels, Mission Impossible, The Flip Wilson Show, among others. He toured the European festival circuit in the early 1980s and then decided to move to London in the mid-1980s. He died of cancer on February 26, 1991. Bewley Slim Gaylord was 80 years old. He was truly one of a kind. From Flatfoot Fluji with the Floy Floy to Yip Rock, Hrisi, his songs are timeless and endlessly entertaining. He was a multi-instrumentalist, pretty much knew everybody, appeared on all the top variety shows during the 1950s, played piano solos with the back of his fingers, played guitar solos over the neck instead of under it. And man, I think this is a better world having had Slim Gaylord in it for 80 years. Mick Vouty. And remember, until next time, Vout, it's a feeling and a language. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Right here on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Let's go out with a smile, shall we? Another tune Slim wrote, appearing on Mercury Records in 1951. Let's all laugh in rhythm, shall we? Have a great week, Aruni, everybody. And I'll catch you on the flip side, O'Reeny, next time. I'm out with Vout. Bye-bye.
When you feel tickled, put a feather in your ear, oh, Vouty. When you wiggle, Lahoroti Mac Bounty, a Lahorini Ball. you feel tickle, oh Rooney, a feather in your ear. Bound to wiggle, la ho mag bo de. A la ho mish away, oh bounty Rooney mo.
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.